Happy to have back on the program Murray Black, bariatric program coordinator and registered dietitian at the Bariatric Center for St. Francis Hospital. And she's brought a guest with her.
A special guest.
Kathleen Moriarty. And we say good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Kathleen?
I'm fabulous. Huh? Life is great.
You know something? You look fabulous, too. You really do.
Thank you.
Sit right here beside me.
Thank you, sir. My honor.
She's a beauty.
Now, Murray, first of all, you had the big walk, and
yes.
That took place at Hubbard Park, the walk from obesity. How did
yes.
that turn out?
First of all, I want to say thank you guys so much for having me on a couple of days before the walk on the 9th. I wanted to say, well, first of all, I brought you some shirts, both
thank
of you,
you so much.
Because
yes.
we were the only team that had shirts, and Kathleen was there, and she can attest that we were the envy of everyone.
I love t-shirts.
So as I told you guys, about 16 bariatric centers were involved, and we, out of all of them, we were the number three team in all of Connecticut.
Wow.
So I need to thank all of your listeners very much. Also, the goal for Connecticut, like I told you guys, it was a national walk.
Yes, yes.
But Connecticut had its own walk. So Connecticut's goal was just to raise $10,000. We nearly doubled that. We raised $19,000. So again,
great.
Thank you for letting us talk about it that day because it was really, really important.
Wow.
So
that's terrific.
Now, can I hit the – I get calls. Don't pound the table, Brad.
Yeah.
I pounded it. Pounds. We're about pounds today,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Literally.
Good job.
Yes. Yes.
Well, tell us a bit about Kathleen.
So the reason that when I was here the last time with you guys, I guess we were talking about, Brad had mentioned something about, you know, my patients and with a TS, not my NCE.
Right.
And because bariatric surgery is kind of a controversial topic.
Absolutely.
And I said something like, well, I can just, you know, I can bring some in for you and you can hear about their stories. And he said, well, we should do that. So one of the first people I thought of was Kathleen here. And one of the reasons for that is when I started at St. Francis as a dietitian, this was a few years ago, she was the first person that I saw from start to finish as a dietitian. And I remember in my notes writing ornery. But
she's not ornery.
Well, so she and I got along very well. And the reason for this is when you're considering bariatric surgery, you have to be committed as a patient. You have to be motivated. You have to be willing to make a lot of lifestyle changes. This is not a quick fix. This is not a magic bullet. This is for people who have been through really, it's the last resort. They've been through diets. They've been through medication management. They've been through physician-supervised programs. They have tried everything. They have reached a point where their weight is hindering mobility. They have comorbidities that we talked about, the diabetes, hypertension, osteoarthritis, sleep apnea. The list goes on. They are going to die. They are going to be restricted in their lives so much that the quality of life is, you know, depression, anxiety. It's just, it is a last resort. So I don't want to stress to people that, hey, just come and have surgery.
Right.
That's not what it's about. We're dealing with people that, you know, and Kathleen can talk about this more. It's a serious topic.
It's about saving your life and a lifestyle change, right?
Huge lifestyle change, behavior change, not just about diet, but modifying how you look at food, how you incorporate exercise into your life, how you deal with stressors that were you eating for comfort, you know, and what are you going to do instead of that after? Avoiding maybe people, places, things that triggered you before. Think about holidays. Think about our holidays, how they revolve around food. Mm-hmm. Bariatric patient has to really modify how they deal with all of that. So
She looks fabulous.
She does. So when she came to me, I'll just throw some numbers out, and she can definitely tell you about her experience. But when she came to me in June of 2015, she weighed 314 pounds. That's when she first saw Dr. John Perillo. So he's the surgeon at our center. And before surgery, she got down to 290. That's what you weighed on your pre-op date. Because I checked all this.
I know.
Okay. So in her lowest weight, and this is before, because your non-scale victory, the biggest thing you did in August of 2016, I'm going to let you mention what that was.
I walked.
You got to get right into the mic.
Yep.
I went on a walk across Spain. I did 500 and almost 600 miles across Spain, across one step Spain. At a time. Across Spain.
You climbed,
across
Spain? You climbed mountains, didn't you?
I crossed the Pyrenees, yes, wow. One step at a time with a pack. Everything
correct.
I needed, one, wow. one step
so
at a time.
So she, her goal became to do that. It wasn't about the weight. It wasn't about weight loss. She said to me, this is what I want to do. And she said it was in August of 2017. Remember, she starts, her surgery was December right. of 2015. And I was like, wow. And I said, yeah, we can plan this. As long as you have your protein and your hydration, let's figure this out. And she did it. She tracked me down later because I had left. Mm-hmm. And she did it. Mm-hmm. And so her lowest weight after was 187. So she lost 127 pounds in less than a year.
Wow.
And we're
how do you feel?
Yeah.
You know something?
Go ahead.
You look, if somebody had told me that you'd lost weight, I just think that you were always this way.
Right.
That's the way you look terrific.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, it was a journey one step at a time, but I had to set a goal so big that I had to change everything about me. And I did, and I achieved it. And it was making one change at a time, one step at a time, and putting yourself back into your life. When you get busy, it's hard. You always put yourself in. So I had to turn everything upside down. And Marae taught me how to do that, just to sleep and to eat and to make changes, not excuses. So. And that's the team at St. Francis does for you. It teaches you how to make changes, not excuses.
Okay, Kathleen, hang in there. We're going to get a traffic update, Brad, and then we'll be back with our guests here on Brad and Dan.
And, again, it is just fabulous, fabulous to have you here. Janelle, how does it look out there? How's the bumper-to-bumper crowd?
Well, it is bumper-to-bumper in a couple of spots. The good news, however, is on Route 72 eastbound at Central Street in Bristol. We had a crash that has been cleared away, but still very slow on 84 eastbound, exit 40 down to 46, and the westbound side all jammed up, 56 down to 47. And in Rocky Hill, very slow on 91 northbound between exits 24 up to 27. And in Windsor, it's slow on 91 southbound from exit 37 down to 32. This report brought to you by Connecticut Toyota dealers. Fall in love with RAV4, a beautiful SUV loaded with a suite of safety features inspired by and designed for adventure. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Janelle Crispin back at 8:34 with your next traffic check on the Talk of Connecticut.
Coming up to 17 minutes after 8 o'clock, back to our special guests in a moment. But you know, I am very, very proud of all of you, because you folks out there have really done an unbelievable job with MyPillow. And we've been talking about it and are going to continue talking about it till the end of the year because of you. Your response has been overwhelming. And those of you who have called me that have MyPillow, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's nothing like it. And they had to prove it to me, and they did. Three nights, and I knew. And I've never experienced anything like it when it comes to a pillow. I thought all pillows were the same. But what you get with this offer is 50% off. 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. And all you have to do is call 1-800-659-1135. 1-800-659-1135. Or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code WDRC. And I will tell you right now, and I'll guarantee it. I'll guarantee it. It'll be the best night's sleep you've ever had. They are fabulous products. Tremendous. So again, 1-800-659-1135. Or you go to MyPillow.com. Promo code WDRC.
Brad, back in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, so honored to be joined once again by Marae Black. She is the bariatric program coordinator and registered dietitian at the Bariatric Center at St. Francis Hospital. And Kathleen Moriarty, patient of Dr. John Perello, bariatric surgeon at St. Francis Hospital. Now, Marae, let me ask you this. For people who don't know, what is bariatric surgery?
So bariatric surgery, there are several procedures that you can have as a surgical intervention to help a person lose weight. Some of them are restrictive procedures, which means they just reduce the size of your actual stomach. They don't influence hormones or anything like that. Some of them are a combination of restrictive and malabsorptive, which means that they restrict the size of your stomach, and then they also would influence how you absorb certain nutrients, like which, you know, kind of involves the way you might absorb fat or micronutrients like vitamins and minerals. What Kathleen had done is called a sleeve gastrectomy, and that procedure involves, it's easier with visuals when we're on radio, but it involves actually removing about 90% of your stomach. And that, right, so your stomach kind of ends up being kind of shaped like a banana in a way. It's more like a tube. So the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass is, it used to be like the most invasive, and it was a bit more popular. It was the gold standard, but now that the sleeves come around, it's kind of taken over in popularity because it's a less invasive, it's a quicker surgery with less complications, and it has exceptional weight loss. So
now how do you feel overall? What you went through was a lot, and I have never met you before.
Right.
But it's amazing. You look tremendous.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Davis. It was a small journey. It happened over a period of a year. It was not a quick decision. There was a lot that went into it. A lot of education. It's not just a surgery. It's a whole lifestyle change. And once I embraced that there was going to be a lot of changes, it went really well. It was really changing your internal dialogue that I can do this. This is a process. This is a tool. This isn't an easy fix. So if you think that just you get surgery and you're going to lose weight and it's that's it, that's not the truth. You really have to educate yourself and identify the problems you had before that got you to the point where you were heavy and address those.
So, Kathleen, I want you to take us to the point, let's say 2 years ago, we're talking the fall of 2015, you're 314 pounds. What was it like? I mean, obviously a low point in your life. Take us through that period.
Well, I was heavy for not just, for probably about 20 years.
Mm-hmm. 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
After, wow.
Yeah. I put the weight on slowly. I wasn't 320 pounds the whole time, but for probably a good 15 years, I was very heavy, in the high 200s. It was hard. I was working 16-hour shifts, taking care of a family, disabled husband, twins, disabled mother. I had a lot on my plate. I wasn't eating right, I wasn't sleeping right, and I wasn't taking care of myself. So it got to a point where I had a couple of precancerous tumors, and my doctor said, if I didn't make some changes, I had sleep apnea. I didn't sleep the 4 hours that I did have to sleep. So I had to make some changes to get healthy. And I had to put myself back into my life and make me a priority because I had so many people depending on me. Mm-hmm. So it was hard. It was exhausting by the end of the day. My bones hurt. My body hurt. I never stopped moving. I never rested. So it was hard. And my doctor said, listen, enough. Mm-hmm. You're killing yourself. And you have too many people depending on you. So I said, okay, what do I do? And I went to a seminar, and he said, it's going to be impossible for you to lose weight unless you make some big, big changes. And your body chemistry and your mind chemistry is different now that you're this heavy. Once mm-hmm. you get over a certain BMI, the way your body processes everything is different. He said, the chances of me doing it on my own were very, very small. So surgery was really my only choice to save my life.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, this is an unbelievable story.
Well, like I mentioned last time,
sitting right here beside her,
right,
seeing this beautiful woman.
Right, she is. She is beautiful,
boy.
And she's a fighter. And like I said, there has to be the motivation and the commitment to it. So her BMI before surgery was 52. When you're that heavy, because it's a metabolic disease, it is virtually impossible to... You can lose some weight, but to take all of it off is really difficult without surgery. So that's kind of, and now her BMI is roughly about 31.
How long does the surgery take?
In the operating room?
Yes.
About an hour and a half. Mm-hmm.
Now, the lifestyle change, obviously you had to change your diet and everything. Take us through that, Kathleen.
Getting rid of refined sugars and really making sure I take my protein and my water in. And seeing food differently. Now I use it for nutrients for my body, for fuel. It's not a reward system or a punishment system anymore. I don't deny myself anything. If there's something that I want, I have it, but it's just I have a little bit of it. And making sure that I have everything I need. There's no more excuses. I have everything that I need that's healthy at work or in my car. I have water everywhere I go. So making sure that I have everything I need.
The meal planning, the preparation.
That was a huge thing for me because when you're busy and you're working hours and you have a family to take care of, you're always running. But stepping back and looking at the big picture is something the nutritionist taught me to do. It's like, there's no reason for you to do that. Plan your meals out. Plan what you're doing, and you get rid of a lot of the pitfalls.
Right.
A little pre-planning.
Marie, why is water so important?
Well, hydration is key to, you know, almost every function in your body, whether it's weight loss or weight maintenance or, you know, just thinking correctly. So as a bariatric patient, you need a minimum of 64 ounces of clear fluid, non-carbonated, unsweetened fluid. Basically water every day. You need a minimum
64.
That's 64. 8 glasses.
Correct. Right. Or usually when people have like a 17, here she goes, see? So how many ounces is that? Your bottle?
Is, 20.
Okay. So three of those roughly a day. And most of the patients take in a lot more. And again, they work up to that over time because average people right. don't get in that every day. Usually it's some other beverage like soda
right.
or coffee. And decaf coffee would count, but regular coffee wouldn't.
Why not regular coffee?
Because it's a diuretic, so it's actually flushing fluid out of you, like tea, too. We can argue about that, but we've gone back and forth over some of these things. Bariatric patients need to get a minimum of 60 grams of lean protein a day, and we teach people how to calculate that.
What are some of the proteins?
So why don't you tell me?
Well, I do, just to keep my life simple, I do a protein powder in the morning with my coffee.
There you go. And coffee's okay.
Right.
Coffee's okay
in moderation. I have one cup in the morning. But I do a lot of turkey, a lot of chicken. Mm-hmm. But I can have red meat. It just took about a year. Mm-hmm. And you have to chew everything because I have a tiny tummy.
Right. So after surgery, there's a diet progression. You go, you know, quickly from liquids to purees, then to solid foods. But you teach yourself new habits to eat the protein first because you're getting full very, very quickly. Then you add in non-starchy vegetables, and you can still eat everything. I mean, meaning all the different foods. You just limit certain ones so you're making sure you get your proteins. I mean, you can get protein in cheese, but you're also getting fat too.
Right.
So the weight loss is going to happen to some degree for a certain period of time, but you would like, you know, you also have to take vitamins and minerals for the rest of your life, especially with that type of surgery. Because
whatever you're doing, you look fabulous.
She looks great. Her skin is great. You're She's
really
glowing,
cool.
you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What does your family think about all of this?
My family's been extremely supportive. My husband is amazing. He shops with me. We cook together. We did a ridiculous kayak trip last week, and he went – and the day before, he did the 5K with me at the walk, and we actually did more than that. He's like, are you kidding me?
Yes, you guys were so – you were just ready to go with the walk. What can we do? When can we start? Now. Yeah.
Yeah,
so. But notice the other thing. She's a lot more physically active.
Right.
So she's definitely added that into her life. And support is the other key function here, other
but
variable.
But your attitude. Just
yes.
sitting here. This
oh, morning, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your attitude is fabulous.
Thank you. Yeah. Life is great. I enjoy every day. I'm thankful for my new life every day. I'm thankful for my sleeve and my nutritionist who helps keep me on point. If I get discombobulated, I can pick up and call St. Francis anytime, and and she gets back to me within, if not that day, the very next morning. What's going on? Give me a call. And being part of a supportive community, because it's not an easy surgery, and people think, oh, it's the easy way out. There's nothing easy about this. But the rewards are amazing. It really is.
Do you want to lose more? Have you reached your goal? What is your game plan?
My game plan is I have about 25 pounds more to go because I just want to.
You look good.
I'm healthy, and I'm at a healthy weight. I went from super morbidly obese.
Yeah, class
to,
three.
To morbidly obese to obese, and I'm about 10 to 15 pounds away to just being overweight.
Right. But most of us are just overweight, you know, most of us. So,
wow.
Well, this has been fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Marie, anything else you'd like to add?
If anyone is interested in contacting the Bariatric Center for more information or to attend one of our seminars, our next one is, I believe I gave you the information, we have Hartford Sessions. The next one is Thursday, October 5th. Our office number is 860-714-7128. I believe that's the number I gave you.
Yep, and you have one in Enfield tomorrow.
Correct. So that's a Thursday as well. So you could just give our office a call if you'd like to receive more information.
You're an inspirational story,
well,
Kathleen.
You sure are.
And so are you, too,
I can't
Marie.
Believe
oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you,
Mr. Davis. I can't believe I'm sitting next to you. I've been listening to you since I was a small child.
Oh, shit. What?
Can I have your autograph, Brett?
Yeah. I don't believe it.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much again.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We love you. 8:30 in the morning. We'll be back.